Nolte, New York Times. Brett Stevens threatens man's job for calling him a bedbug. By John Nolte on August 27, 2019. Update: Snowflake Stevens just killed his Twitter account. Update: You've got to watch this. Stevens went on MSNBC and basically compared being called a bedbug to the Holocaust and claimed, "You're not going to believe this," he CC'd the man's boss. Not to harm him professionally, but to make the boss aware that his employee is like Hitler and stuff. Original post below. The ongoing meltdown over at the far-left New York Times marched on Monday when Never Trump columnist Brett Stevens threatened the job of a man who called him a bedbug. According to Dave Karp, an associate professor at George Washington University, a rather innocuous tweet resulted in a threat from Stevens. Based on a hilarious report about the New York Times offices being infested with bedbugs. Come on, that's funny, Karp, who is no fan of Stevens, fired off an anodyne tweet to his 13,400 followers calling the columnist a bedbug. "The bedbugs are a metaphor," Karp wrote. "The bedbugs are Brett Stevens." Karp didn't even add Stevens, meaning tag him in the tweet so it would be guaranteed to show up in his feed. Karp says the tweet did nothing, got no traction, not a single retweet and only 9 likes. Nevertheless, about an hour later, he not only received a threatening email from Stevens, the Never Trumper also CC'd Karp's provost, which in university language means his boss. Karp ended up publishing the email in which Stevens challenges the academic to call him a bedbug to his face. "I would welcome the opportunity for you to come to my home, meet my wife and kids, talk to us for a few minutes, and then call me a bedbug to my face," the email read in part. "That would take some genuine courage and intellectual integrity on your part. I promise to be courteous no matter what you have to say." So, get this, a New York Times columnist, someone who supposedly works for the most prestigious newspaper in all of the world, completely freaked out over being called a bedbug. Got so freaked out and angry he took the time to hunt down the offender's email address. Composed an email to the offender. Tried to get the offender in trouble by tattling to his boss. What kind of panty waste, Nancy boys are they hiring over at the Times? No joke. I literally cannot imagine a day on social media where the worst thing that happens to me is that I'm called a bedbug. Is Stevens really that thin-skinned? Is it even possible to be that thin-skinned? Or is he some kind of mental case easily triggered into this kind of destructive and self-destructive behavior? Is Brett Stevens nuts? I don't care. That stuff doesn't bother me at all. Thankfully, I was taught sticks and stones. What do I care what some stranger says about me? In fact, if you're at all familiar with my Twitter account, I kind of enjoy the back and forth with my trolls. It's like a digital version of high school where you try to top each other's insults. But how insecure, neurotic, and self-regarding do you have to be to completely lose your mind over bedbug? How vindictive, entitled, and downright nasty do you have to be to try and get someone fired over being called a name? Social media has many flaws and in many ways is damaging to our society. But one thing it has done, one very good thing it has done, one of its virtues has been to reveal to the world that the establishment media and those who infest it are every bit as awful as we assumed they are. What a little spoiled baby Stevens is, what a little tattletale. And anytime he wants me to say that to his face, I'm in the book, Fauntleroy, and I'm always home. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.